Okay, now from military heroes to fantasy superheroes. Quick, which ones come to mind first? Superman, maybe? Or Spider-Man, Batman, Iron Man, Captain America? Did you notice they're all white men? Well, comic creators are trying to diversify their superhero ranks, and last week Marvel unveiled a new comic book series with a very different sort of hero. The World's intern Emily Files explains how this new character came about.
My name is Ms. Marvel, and I'm here to welcome you to Earth. Now go home.
Sound familiar? That's from a classic TV episode featuring Ms. Marvel, also known as Carol Danvers. Her blonde hair flows as she fights the bad guys. That Ms. Marvel is now becoming Captain Marvel, and the new Ms. Marvel is a completely different character. She's a 16-year-old Pakistani-American, a Muslim girl from New Jersey. Her name is Kamala Khan.
When the story opens, she is hanging out in the local 7-Eleven, and she's with one of her best friends, and she's sort of staring at this messy, big, disgusting, but delicious-smelling BLT sandwich that is sitting at the front of the store. And she and her best friend, who has just decided to start wearing hijab and covering her hair, have a discussion about bacon,
which is against Muslim dietary restrictions. That was Willow Wilson, who authors the new Ms. Marvel comic. Wilson lives in Seattle and converted to Islam 10 years ago. Her own life helps her write Kamala's story, but the story behind Kamala is mostly inspired by another one of her creators, Sana Aminat, an editor at Marvel Comics.
In the town that I grew up in, there weren't many people who looked like me or who had my background in different ways, not only just in terms of me being Muslim or Pakistani, but just in terms of my personality and the way my family was.
In some ways, Aminat is like the superhero she created. She's also Pakistani, Muslim, and from Jersey. The idea for Kamala Khan sprung from a chat she had with another Marvel editor, Stephen Wacker. They were talking about their family backgrounds.
That spurred into him coming in excitedly one day and saying, wouldn't it be great if we had a superhero that for all those little girls who are growing up the way that you did.
So Aminat went for it.
We've had many diverse characters at Marvel, but nobody at the forefront on this scale.
Even before her debut this February, superhero Kamala Khan is already gaining fans. Shalina John Muhammad, a Muslim author in London, is thrilled that people like her daughter will have a superhero they can relate to.
And I really wish for my own sake that I'd had a superhero like Kamala Khan to try and help me make sense of angst and just once in a while to come out of that geeky, angsty, slightly awkward teenage phase and see that I too could be some kind of superhero.
Kamala Khan's teenage angst is like many others. But as she struggles to figure herself out, she discovers her superpowers. She can grow, shrink, and shapeshift. And besides being a rare female superhero, Kamala is also the first Muslim superhero with her own solo comic book series at Marvel. Shalina John Muhammad, the author in London, said she's never read comic books before, but she's planning on buying this one. And she thinks people who don't normally go for comics might do the same.
I think they've done something very savvy in terms of business, but also they've made a very interesting social development.
Of course, the satirical news site The Onion already has its take on Kamala Khan. They wrote, "I don't think we're ready for a superhero," from New Jersey. And Aminat's response?
I understand the joke behind it because a lot of people can make fun of New Jersey, but come on. We have a superhero now.
For The World, I'm Emily Files.